But since it is Holy Week and Easter, Good Friday is nearly upon us, followed by Holy Saturday and Easter, I think that there is a spiritual and a religious component that everyone is overlooking. And that is because, and it wasn't an event that was covered by very many media. We covered it, but not very many others did. And that was Pope Francis's consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It was the biggest religious event of my entire life, probably, or should have been, of the rest of yours, globally speaking. It has the demons howling. You have people now that work for Disney who can't wait to come out and tell all of you that are still doing business with Disney what they have in store for your children. Here, let's do one more on that, and then we'll get into this digital media stuff and the rest of our news here today. This is from a Disney Zoom call. This is Christopher Rufo is the guy that's posting all this stuff. I don't know where he's getting it from, but these are all valid, actual Disney digital media files. This is a Disney Zoom call where you're going to hear an executive of one of the programming departments, TV programming departments, who's going to say that Disney is now proudly offering direct cash payments for employees to mutilate their bodies, transition to gender affirm, as they call it, and is also paying, as if that's not bad enough, it is paying for the employees' children to be mutilated as well.
That, the other big area is gender identity and expression. So doing all of this work to ensure that our employees and cast can express their gender here authentically and proudly at the company. So, you know, coming up with guides on how to change your photo, information about pronouns, now, working with our benefits team to give information about gender affirmation procedures, both for our employees who are transitioning and trans, but also our employees who have kids who are transitioning.
And also our employees have kids who are transitioning. Again, 30 to 40% the Disney CEO or head honcho, whatever, what's your name, corporate president Carrie Burke says, we've got 50% now. Do you know that Disney's goal is 50% LGBTQ characters in the next year? It means half of what they're going to serve up. Look, I don't want to talk about it anymore, and I'm not going to talk about them anymore. If you don't know by now that you shouldn't be dabbling with the mouse any longer, I don't know what to tell you. Other than I feel, truly, we'll all weep for your children because they ultimately get to bear the brunt of this. Now, this is a Mrs. O'Connell found this. This is a late entry into the pile of prep here today. How digital media helped shape the modern self. By Claire Morrell. Are big tech and social media entirely to blame for the triumphs of the erotic, the therapeutic, and the transgender? Of course not, but there is no question that dominant social media companies have seriously contributed to these trends. You might have heard this before on a radio show. Social media was made to promote diabolical acts. It was made to promote progressivism. It was made to promote spirit cooking. It was made to promote transitioning. It was made to promote pederasty. Digital. It was made to promote a rejection or a challenge to and then a full rejection of legitimate authority. It doesn't promote the good, the true, and the beautiful. As a matter of fact, if you see Norman's painting in there, And it looks like one or two of you have taken a gander at it. That's, to me, an example of the good, true, and beautiful. Even though I'm communicating it to you digitally through the chat room, when you come to the Congress, you'll actually be able to see it. And you will see the actual oil painting. And if you want to buy it and have it hanging up on your wall, it's a piece of artwork. It's an original piece. It's oil on canvas. This is tangible stuff here. He didn't do that in Photoshop. He did it on a canvas. I think that's one of the best things that we have at our disposal is when we're doing business and communicating with one another, do all the communicating, and the community forming. In a good, true, and beautiful way as you can. Folks, that's firing shots over their bow. They don't like that. Of course, they'll make fun of you for that. Oh, what did you do? Did you, like, have it painted and then, what, you mailed it? I mean, I didn't actually mail it. I FedExed it, but yeah. Here, let me give you another representation. If you're watching on Crusade Channel TV, I can show you now. We have the back, the real blue, our Miraculous Metal, Our Lady of Grace's t-shirt. If you ordered one, they're in. They are simply stunning and beautiful, and they'll be shipping out today. If you want one, we got over 100 of them in today. Go to shop.mikechurch.com. Back to this piece here at the Public Discourse. Social media platforms like Pridebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok are exacerbating the fixation on sexual identity and sexual liberation that define modern culture. We see, I'm not going to quibble with the author here, but it's not a culture. It doesn't cultivate anything. It's a compost. You and I want culture. The good, the true, and the beautiful in the arts, fine arts, common arts, building arts, like Walls In and West Project, for example. Media arts. Radio is an art. It may not sound like it's not an art form, diggity. Media is the plural. Medium is the singular. This is the medium of what we call radio. There is a medium of TV or televised pictures, because people like your pictures. There's a medium of movies and film. There's a medium of theater. What media did you do your little play in? Why did we did it? Did you do your story? Why did it? And we had it acted out. Back to the story. In the book Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, anyway, that's a cult. Things that you can actually and you want to cultivate with those. Now you can use them for compost as well. Most of what they do is compost. We're doing culture. They're doing compost. We're trying to cultivate the good, true, and the beautiful. They are trying to turn the good, the true, and the beautiful, quite frankly and literally, into Carl Truman aptly describes our current ills, namely expressive individualism, and examines the underlying philosophical causes that have given rise to them. Truman, a Christian theologian at Grove City College, explains how we arrived at the triumphs of the erotic, the therapeutic, and the transgender. By the by, again, 30 to 40% queer, according to the corporate president of Disney, Carrie Burke, the Gen Z is 30 to 40%. That's not in the water. It's not in the food supply. That's being taught. Who's doing the teaching?